Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
David Fisher is well known to us. He's spoken to us many times before. City of Johannesburg councillor for Ward 74. He is now standing as an independent in the next elections and not part of the DA as he has done in the past. David, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well. Apart from, of course, as many of your listeners will know, the power outages that we have at the moment is a big challenge. But otherwise, I'm very well and I'm very excited because I think I'm going into a whole new set of circumstances in local politics, which I find very exciting.
So what prompted this move? Because you've been part of the DA for how long now?
Well, I started out in the Progressive Party in the late 60s, even before I could vote. I was sort of inspired to find out a little bit about politics. And I've been active in the community, wherever it is that I have lived. I've been for the last 5 years a ward councillor, and I think I've been reasonably successful at that. A lot of the residents in my ward are happy with what I'm doing, and we're very unhappy to hear that I hadn't been selected as the ward councillor. My passion, a councillor does two things. He works particularly in wards, but he also does things at a legislative level. But my passion has been trying to serve my community, and I've built pretty good relationships with a broad range in the community. The Ward 74 is a very diverse ward, and I've built relationships and understanding in trying to encourage active citizenry in the ward. And when I wasn't selected as a ward councillor, a lot of people put pressure on me and said, well, why don't you stand as an independent? Because there's a growing trend in Johannesburg for independents.
Yes, I see that.
43 candidates are standing, and we've got 135 wards. So that must say something about the way that people are seeing the future. And hopefully this is a change to bring local government to a bread and butter level. I was very active in trying to campaign for Helen Sussman and Zach De Beer in the Houghton constituents in the old days, and Helen Sussman always talked about bread and butter politics. And if you look at it, people in our area want to come home, turn on a light, flush the toilet, be able to drive on a road that doesn't have potholes. We have very simple needs, but we're not having them satisfied. Mm-hmm. We're very, I think, unhappy about what level of service delivery we're getting at local government.
Hopefully,
going forward in the next 5 years, I can continue with this push to bring communities and local government closer together, make them work in a more cohesive way, and try and rebuild this society of ours as a cohesive society, and not as a whole lot of fractured, dysfunctional bits and pieces.
Were you surprised that you weren't selected as the DA representative?
Yes, I was, and because I had thought that I had done a reasonably good job. A large number of my constituents think the same sort of thing, but you know, that's behind us now. Now my outlook, and you know, I had to do a lot of hard thinking because I could have sat back and said, okay. I could carry on as a proportional representative councillor, as a PR councillor, but I wouldn't have had the impact that I want to have. I wouldn't have been able to work with my community. I would have to have worked with a different community. I would have had to work in a different role. And I have a need or a passion or a want to continue being involved in this community and building this community and trying to serve create something that is better than what we had yesterday.
So how will it work? Let's assume that your constituents believe that you are a good choice. Now you're sitting in on the council, which of course is made up of various parties, including the DA, and I would imagine it's not a comfortable relationship there, plus the ANC. How will this impact on how you approach the council?
Well, something that I had to give a lot of thought to. As an independent, I would have the same rights and privileges and access as any other councillor. So whether I'm associated with a particular party or whether I'm just on my own, I would have all of that available to me. What I would have in addition to all of that would be the freedom to look at things which relate to our area and make my decision based on what is good for us as opposed to what is good for a political party. So political parties have policies which are overarching, and you are, as part of a caucus, you're very often then obliged to support the caucus decision, whereas an independent can look at each individual issue as it comes along. And one that I think irked a lot of people in our area was the nodal policy was reviewed during the DA's term. The nodal policy probably was good for Johannesburg as a whole, and that is something else we can talk about just now, is how big Johannesburg is and how diverse Johannesburg is. It was good for Johannesburg as a whole, but it was very detrimental to a lot of the more established suburbs which make up the northern and northeastern suburbs. But the DA supported that. Now, in the opinion of a lot of councillors, it should have gone back to be reworked to be more appropriate for the diversity of the city. An independent councillor would be able to make that decision on his own based on what would be required or what would be best for his community. He would also probably have, and then we'll have to see how it plays out, he'd probably have a slightly stronger vote in the council, because he would not be aligned, so therefore people would have to he would have a bargaining power, right, which I think would be useful.
Right. Joss makes a very good point. He says, it would be useful to know where the wards are. The numbers only are slightly meaningless. So who's included in your ward?
All right. So if you look at the little circle at the back of the Thrupps Shopping Centre, where they go into the parking at the back of the Wanderers Golf Course, mm-hmm. It goes all the way down eastwards across the Wanderers Golf Course up through Bramley into Kew. Goes to 2nd Avenue Q, and then it goes south all the way across towards the Sony Studios, up past Northview High School, the front of Ranji's Lochter, through the whole of Highlands North, down to Radien, down to Burt Street, in fact, in Radien, then back up and down Hathorn to Louis Buerta, across through Orchards, not Oaklands. Oakland's is in the next ward, then mm-hmm. goes up Glenhove onto Oxford, and all the way along Oxford back to the Wanderers.